Phoneboy Speaks, episode 180, layoffs. My 10 years at Nokia, there was one time when our group had to actually lay somebody off. It is not something that's fun. I've never been on the receiving end of a layoff notice. I've been let go from jobs, of course, but that's not quite the same thing as a layoff. A layoff is a massive reduction in force. There was all kinds of terminology we had at Nokia. Yeah, you were riffed or whatever. But anyway, it happened in the larger Nokia many times while I was there. But I always wonder about layoffs because there's a certain cost to actually doing a layoff, right? What you typically do is people are given a severance package that says, this is for depending upon how long you've been there, depending upon your salary, they'll give you a certain amount of months of salary or whatever, depending upon the exact situation, and then you might even get your benefits extended or something, and then you're let go, so they're basically continuing to pay these people for a certain period of time, effectively. I mean, even though it's essentially a lump sum all at once, but it's there's a one-time cost associated with doing that, then eventually, right? Which, and sometimes it happens fairly quickly, and sometimes it doesn't happen fairly quickly, but. Then you end up hiring people again, and now you got to go through the process of hiring somebody, which is of course yet more expense. So I don't know exactly how a layoff is necessarily going to going to affect your finances, but it seems like when companies lay people off, the stock price goes up a little bit because it's a sign that the company's trying to cut expenses, and that's a good thing. And Nokia, since I left Nokia and was sold off to Checkpoint in 2009, Nokia has probably gone through a few more layoffs because their market share in the mobile phone business has declined quite a bit, and they've had to do some changes. But anyway, this isn't about my experience necessarily. This is about the fact that 1,700 people at a company called Symantec potentially are getting laid off because I guess they had a couple of bad quarters or something, and so they're trying to refocus themselves and get rid of some redundant people, quote unquote. But again, I just wonder what the cost savings is of laying these people off. My feeling is that you'd be better off retraining these people rather than just simply letting them go. Maybe they could do something different, and if they can't adapt, then of course let them go and be done with it. But it just seems silly that these people are being just let go. As I say, it's there's an expense to that, and I don't think it's necessarily the most efficient. And so, the thing I can tell you that has always saved me, and I've managed to go through a number of transformations in my own job over the years, is essentially be flexible and have a broad skill set, and you can potentially do any number of jobs if they need you to do something. You can be plugged in and do it. So during my career at Nokia, I did customer support for network security products of various kinds. I also did knowledge base management, and we did some other project related stuff as well, and worked with product teams and stuff. And now at Checkpoint, I'm kind of on the sales side of things, helping sales out with various things and doing some operational stuff. I've over the years have changed roles a bit, I could probably change some more because I've acquired a number of skills over the years that can be useful in a lot of things. And so when you're all other things being equal, right? When you're when you're in a situation where you might be laid off, if you have more skills, if you have have good relationships with people, that's going to save you in a layoff situation. And so, I mean, I feel sorry for the people that are getting laid off at Symantec, and nobody should ever have to go through that. And I wish companies would do a better job of managing their human resources better, rather than letting themselves grow to the point where they have to lay people off. And yeah, I mean, I understand that it's going to happen because companies do experience financial downfalls, and they can't necessarily recover from that sometimes. And so they definitely need to cut costs. I mean, the stuff that Nokia was going through, yeah, I mean, they probably did have to do some layoffs. I don't think there was another way around it, because they were really trying, they were, you know, not getting nearly as much money, and definitely had to cut costs. But I don't think it's always the option, or always the best option in every case. Definitely companies should do a better job of, you know, either retraining the resources they have, or, yeah, or just not hiring quite as many people in the first place, which is, seems to me to be the better approach. But, hey, I'm just a worker bee. I'm not, somebody who runs a company. And so I guess that's just, you know, my uninformed, or, you know, my whatever opinion about it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.